Veterans of war have also seen traumatic, difficult things during their deployments to Iraq and Afghanistan. But this experience can also be seen as a building block for a career in business, where the mix of discipline and calculated risk-taking needed on the battlefield can give vets an edge. Rebecca Shear introduces us to a group of Vermont veterans who are part of the booming business of craft distilling and how they're giving back to others who've served.
In an industrial garage in St. Albans, Steve Gagne uses an electric pump to transfer clear, strong-smelling liquid from a tank to a white oak barrel.
All right, so we're opening the valve from the spirit tank to the pump, positioning the nozzle over the barrel, and now we fill for 33 gallons.
Open this barrel in a year or two, and you'll taste one of the first batches of bourbon from Danger Close Craft Distilling.
Danger Close in the military, when you're calling for artillery, if it's close enough to your position, you tell the folks firing the artillery that these rounds are danger close, meaning those are going to impact very close to our position because the enemy's gotten in so close, etc.
Steve Gagne knows the meaning of danger close firsthand. He's a major in the Vermont Army National Guard and served in Iraq and Afghanistan. After returning, he and fellow Army buddy Matt Kahaya started 14th Star Brewing Company in downtown St. Albans. Gagne says a distillery was a logical next step, since the base ingredient for bourbon and whiskey is unfermented beer.
And we already have a facility where we can brew world-class beer, and so we didn't have to replicate that to create this place.
So they brew the unfermented beer, or wort, downtown at 14th Star.
And we truck it down here and it goes into our fermenters, and then we can distill the alcohol off from that.
The guys produce 6,000 gallons of beer a week at the brewery. They donate proceeds from each batch to local nonprofits, from food kitchens and preschools to veterans organizations like the Josh Pallotta Fund, which seeks to raise awareness of traumatic brain injury and post-traumatic stress disorder and reduce veteran suicide.
Josh deployed with us to Afghanistan in our brigade, and when we came home, he succumbed to TBI and PTSD and took his own life.
Now that Danger Close is up and running, the team will support their fellow veterans in a whole new way. Zach Fike is Gagne and Kahaya's newest partner. The three served together in Afghanistan before Fike was wounded by an insurgent rocket attack. As the Purple Heart recipient explains, the Danger Close team will use its experience to teach other veterans about launching and running companies of their own.
Part of our business model going into the future is to be able to share that with other veterans. Having them come to our facility, whether it's at the brewery or here at the distillery, learn a trade, give them the confidence to be brave enough to actually take that leap when it comes to starting their own business.
Because the way Steve Gagne sees it, veterans are especially suited to be leaders in any industry. They're experts at building and working in teams. They have an iron stomach when it comes to taking risks. And they know how to plan an operation.
And it literally translates beautifully into business planning. Right now, we're conducting the shaping operation of putting bourbon into barrels. Our decisive operation is going to be that initial launch. The Army literally trained us to do this. Maybe not the bourbon part, maybe a little bit.
Steve Gagne, Zach Fike, and Matt Kahaya aren't just distilling bourbon. They're also working on a rum made with Vermont maple syrup. But as Gagne and Kahaya point out, with retirement from the military still a few years off, all plans are subject to change.
We're also all deployable, so that kind of plays a factor into
we
things.
We might need to take a year break to do some other stuff.
In the meantime, these three veterans and friends are living out the motto you'll eventually see emblazoned on their bottles. Keep your friends close and your whiskey danger close. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Rebecca Shear.